That was Jane Gormley and Teddy Fisher, two students from Mercer Island High School who scored an interview with Secretary of Defense James Mattis. We've barely mentioned Mattis's boss on the show today, but there is an update to President Trump's travel ban that I want to tell you about. A judge in Hawaii has ruled that the temporary ban on travelers from six Muslim-majority nations must exempt them if they have grandparents already in the U.S. The Trump administration had limited exemptions to close family members, which, according to the State Department, did not include grandparents and grandchildren. The judge said that defied common sense, and he ordered the change. This isn't the last word on the travel ban, though. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in the fall. And before we go, some quick thoughts on President Trump's visit to Paris. There were, let's say, some interesting moments between the French and American presidents and first ladies, including Trump's "she's in great shape" comment. Enough said. It was also awkward to see the Trumps and Macrons dining before the sun had set. Who eats dinner in France during daylight hours, even in the summer? And then there was this. A French military band performing for Trump and Macron a medley of songs by Daft Punk. Yes, the French electro-funk act. Trump seemed nonplussed, Macron smiled, and some of his cabinet ministers got down to some serious seat dancing. Anyway, the French military doesn't quite make our audition, désolé, so we leave you with Daft Punk's original. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston. Our theme music was composed by Monsieur Eric Goldberg. I'm Marco Werman, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Thanks again.